Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting second. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Melton reaches second base with a double. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Knoop moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Knoop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller catches it and throws to first to double up Bradford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth fires over to first and Horton drops the ball. That's an error on Horton. Aparicio moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. Aparicio steals third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheinblum moves to second. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-2 in the game. Suarez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sheinblum trying to get to home. Bradford throws the ball into Pafletic, who tags Scheinblum, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fuller moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Melton reaches second base with a double. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Stan Williams now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Stan Williams. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Burchard now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John bunts in front of the plate. Suarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burchard, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Horton moves to second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Sheinblum moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suarez takes first base on ball 4. Sheinblum moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Larry Burchard. Dan Osinski now pitching. Frank Baker pinch hits for Cap Peterson. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheinblum scores. Fuller scores. Suarez moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Frank Baker. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suarez. The throw from Pafletic and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Melton strikes out. 1 out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafletic strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bobby Noop. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Pafletic and he is out, Morales applying the tag. 2 outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ken Berry. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Woody Held pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Held moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.